For the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. Demonstrations against police brutality continued in Columbia throughout the weekend, and despite the oppressive heat, on Saturday, several groups, including a rally organized by high schoolers, gathered together and marched through the streets. On Sunday, a Black Lives Matter protest drew a crowd of well more than 1,000 to downtown, where the protesters marching stretched over blocks. Here are just a few of the voices of those who gathered throughout the weekend.
I want to thank everybody for showing up. This is an unprecedented gathering, right? And the very fact that this many people has assembled is a testament to the desire of people to see change in this generation.
I'm shocked by the turnout. I'll be honest, I've been here all my life and I'm shocked by it. To have this many people come out for the same thing, haven't been seen since maybe the early 90s, early 2000s, and it was great. I mean, we had to stop plenty of times along the march just to allow people to catch up, so it was great.
I can't breathe!
My name is Callie Talasia Walton, and yeah.
How old are you?
6.
Why did you want to come today?
Because I've been seeing a lot of people get killed, and I don't like it, so I had to fight for it.
So what do you want all those people who didn't make it here today to know about why you're here and to know about the Black Lives Matter movement?
Well, I just want to say about it, all the people who wasn't here today, I hope they're here another day and that they just come safely and other people are safe when they're like driving or like when they get pulled over or stuff like that.
I'm here. I just recently got my master's in public health, so I'm here to make sure people are healthy during the peaceful protests. We're providing water, sunscreen, mask, and hand sanitizer. Because we are still currently in a pandemic, but not only are we fighting diseases, but we're also fighting racism at the same time.
The founding forefathers of this country wrote the Declaration of Independence, but it was mainly for white people, white men, not even white women. I would hope that it would be a world to where we could really take those words at heart for everyone, and that we could be the melting pot that we were meant to be, and that every race, creed, color, nationality can come together and support each other when there are injustices, and for it not to get to this extreme before someone voices that this is wrong.
I hope that, like she said, everyone can come together and we can really like just let people be themselves and just love each other for who we are. I think that's really important.
Appreciate each other's differences, really. I mean, that's one of the things that I think I noticed the most is that there's just a lack of appreciation for other cultures and differences. And, you know, I cringe every time I hear someone say, I'm colorblind, I don't see color, because I want you to see my color. I want you to see me and value me as a Black woman.
You just heard from Mataka Askari, event organizer Christopher Watkins Jr., 6-year-old Callie Walton, who was there with her mother, Latoya Hunter, Aaliyah Hill, and Raylene Douglas with her daughter, high school sophomore Zoe Walker. Reporting on this piece was done by myself, Alexander Trimis, and Zia Kelly. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News.